بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء ومرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, my topic for tonight is why do children need mothers and fathers? Ek vind het baie interessant, because in vandag se tyd kry ons bane chau. Verstaan? Die man wil nie meer kobelia hê nie, hy wil badia hê. In ander woorde, he don't want the front door, he wants the back door. And he says, bunny chow is more tastier. When there are two bunnies, the law allows for them to be trouwd te wees. Verstaan, Ibrahim and Adam. Maar, nou verlang sy vir kinders. The result is, die kind word opgegroei met twee boys. Met twee pa's. Nou, waar is mama? Vandaan gaat ons uitleggen zo, in een half eerste tijd, inshallah. Why do children need mothers and fathers? If Ahim is being raised by two mummies, and Kashif has been raised by daddy, and his new husband or roommate, they might have two loving adults in their lives, but they are being deprived of the benefits found in the unique influences mothers and fathers provide for children. The first benefit that mother love and father love bring to children is the difference itself. Mothers and fathers parent differently, and this difference provides important diversity in experiences for children. Dr. Pruitt explains that fathers have a distinct style of communication and interaction with children. By 8 weeks, infants can tell the difference between a male or female interacting with them. Psychologist Eleanor, in her book The Two Sexes, explained that children are learning at the earliest age that men and women are different and have different ways of dealing with most aspects of life. Homosexuals, they argue, don't children just need loving parents? This is the biggest lie. The two most loving mothers in the world can't be a father to a little boy. The two most loving men can't be a mother to a child. How can two loving homosexual men teach a young boy to care for and love a woman? And we find today, in this age we're living in, that even churches are pressured to perform same-sex marriages. Married couples, male and female, is in trouble. Married gay couples is in trouble. Married same-sex marriage is looking for double trouble. The golden rule in life is, anything unnatural, one has to pay the price. In one book, Islam on Homosexuality, by Mufti Muhammad Zafruddin, he says, today it's man to man, tomorrow it's man and daughter, thereafter it's man and his dog. We're living in that zaman. Why would Allah Ta'ala leave for us so much verses in the Quran regarding Qawmi Lut? One of the verses striking in Surah A'raf, Allah says, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Are you approaching such indecency that was not prevalent to any of the nations before? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. Are you practicing your lust on men rather than instead of women? You are a nation that has transgressed the bounds of humanity. And our beloved Rasulullah, he has said, "Inna akhwaf ma akhaf ala ummati amali qawmi Lut." The most dreadful thing I am afraid of is the act of qawmi Lut in my ummah. So Islam cuts out the root. Oh, my honorable men sitting here and mothers in Islam, understand the hikmah, the wisdom why Islam prohibits homosexuality. Hadith says clear, لا يندر الله عز وجل إلى رجل أتى رجلا. Allah don't want to remove his gaze from that man that wants to get indulging in backdoor business. Or imra'atan, even his halal wife, to say, nay, ever no ba'diya dun, ever come by the akhtadiya. He is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? One who commits unnatural acts with men and women, mal'oon man amila qawma lut, you immediately get the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu say, inna lutiya, homosexuality, idha mata min ghayri tawbah, the person is indulging in such acts, if and unless he did not turn back to Allah in tawbah, musikha fi qabri khinzir, then Allah will de-shape him in the qabr in the form of a khinzir. This is straf for a person that indulges continuously in the acts of homosexuality. Wafira wat say the deen van Islam, wukos al Islam say, la'an Allah, rajul, yalbas lipsal mar'a. At the end of time, our beloved Rasulullah has warned us, where men wants to dress unisex. And Rasulullah is cursed. He says that Allah curses a man that wants to wear feminine clothes. The result is his hormones also will be start changing into the feminine style. Hij zal wel hard zo zijn, praat zo zijn, shake, shake, shake zo zijn. En wat is het result? Walmar atalbas, lipsal rajul. En Allah curses the lady that wants to dress like a man. Mag Allah Ta'ala voor ons verstaan en vieren. Hoeveel dag onze vrouwen wil aantrekken, zoals we zien op Bollywood en Hollywood. Hoe kan ons allow a vrouw met de jeans en zeggen ze lijkt zo sexy, because ons kijk te veel, die stakka. Nou ze stank, die kat zijn gat op die movie, zo mooi. Deze was aan mij, nu moet onze vrouw ook het, zoals die. De result is, kijk, mag Allah bewaren dat ons die val onder die kus niet. Because quickly one thing leads to the next. Why would our beloved Rasulullah prohibit a man to lie with a man under one sheet, and a woman to lie with a woman, even though it is, ach my friend, you came from Cape Town, you're my friend, we were friends, so young playing volleyball and Kennedy's and everything together, we still like sisters, friends, and I slap her on a one sheet. Rasulullah forbade this. In fact, to that extent, why would our beloved Rasulullah say, فَرِّكُوهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, that our sons, even if they're twins, and our daughters, even if they're twins, when they come of certain age of mukallaf, فَرِّكُوهُمْ, then you separate them in the beds. Why? Deep, deep wisdom of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mag Allah Ta'ala for ons verstaan en gee, inshallah. How do these differences affect children? First, mothers and fathers play differently. Fathers tend to play with children. Mothers tend to care for children. While both mothers and fathers are physical, they are physical in different ways. If we look at the structure of a father, he tickles and wrestles with the children. He tosses the baby in the air. Rough house, that is, he wrestles, play cowboys, crooks, karate, jetty chain, etc. And housey, encourages independence, be strong, do it yourself. The father stimulates development of large motor skills. Hey, boy's muscles. You Rambo, my boy. As for the mother's norm is to comfort and cuddle the little children. They stress equity, treat each other, each child the same, encourage security, being protective of the child. Mothers stimulate the development of fine motor skills. Kitchen work, wash up the dishes, help in assist coloring in, etc. So girls and boys both learn a healthy balance between timidity and aggression from moms and dads. Children need mom's softness as well as dad's tough housing. Both provide security and confidence in their own ways by communicating love and physical intimacy. Go to any playground, close your eyes and listen to the parents. Who is usually saying, be careful, not too fast, not too high? And who usually says, go for it, go higher, go faster? The fathers are more likely encouraging their children to push limits, to swing a little higher, to run further, to ride their bikes a little faster, to throw the ball a little harder. And mothers are more likely to encourage safety, reserve, and playing it safe. Allahu Akbar. That's the natural way Allah's created for a mother and as well as a father. Father's talk tends to be more brief, directive, and to the point. It also makes greater use of subtle body language and facial expressions. Mothers tend to be more descriptive, personal, and verbally encouraging. Children who don't have daily exposure to both won't learn how to understand and use both styles of conversation as they grow. These boys and girls will at a disadvantage because they will experience these different ways of communicating in relationships with teachers, bosses, and other authority figures. So in a nutshell, father stresses justice, fairness, duties, rules. Mother stresses sympathy, grace, care, and help. Wouldn't fathers help children understand the world of men and mothers the world of women? Exactly. Men and women are different. If we study a mother and father in our homes tonight, we'll see they tend to eat differently, they dress differently, they smell differently, they groom themselves differently, they often cope with life differently. Fathers do man things and women do lady things. Both mothers and fathers help little girls grow to be women and little boys to be men. There's one anthropologist, Susan Fraser. She explains this is a constant in all human societies. Each process complements the other. The boy can look at his father and see what he should be doing as a male, and he can look at his mother and see what he should do as a male. My question tonight, I ask you, do children need a mother and father? Jawab, yes. Can children grow up to be proper children, having two men as, so to say, mommy and daddy? Can a child grow up sound and healthy to have two ladies acting as mommy and daddy? No. Children need mothers and fathers. Why? Because mothers and fathers parent differently. They play differently. They communicate differently. They discipline differently. They help children prepare for life and the world differently. They provide a unique look at the world of women and men. Fathers teach respect for women, and mothers and fathers teach respect for relationship. Married males and females compete each other by cooperating together, and this coming together of the two parts of humanity is what provides the rich, positive benefits of marriage for adults, children, and society. Same-sex unions and parenting cannot bring this completion. They are by definition always lacking a necessary part of humanity. Therefore, they can't do what humanity needs them to do, raise a healthy next generation of humanity. So does a husband and wife need each other? Yes. Are a mother and father both essential in the process of healthy child development? Yes. In the law of nature, one male and female equals to procreation. A cock and a hen equals to chicks. Likewise, you ask an electrician with a plug, there's a positive and a negative, and then there is electricity, there's current. Two bunny chows connect together. They are heading for the disaster. Don't play with nature. Don't play even with electric plug. Zeg gaat heel zol. Verstaan? So the result is, what we learn here tonight, Allah has created Adam and Eve. But today we want Adam and Steve, we want to khoi mal like Stevie Wonder. So the result is, what happens then? As you are just finding each other, and being together and feeling some emotions with each other, one looking at the other one's ding dong, ding dong, dong ding. But there's no real chemistry. But they are made to believe in their mind that they are cool and ons is nie op die same wavelength soos hulle nie. In ander woorde, hulle glo dat hulle is op die sirat al-mustaqim en ons is nie op die wavelength nie. As a matter of caution vir julle, in fact, iemand praat met so'n bietjie lig hierso, because baie sensitive Joburgse mense stief, verstaan, hulle is so'n kaapie man, verstaan? Maar iemand met die stik aan, die DVD saamgebring, was meer warm gemarineerd is. Maar, vandag se tyd, broers, moet ons baie versigtig wees, met al respect vir ons vrouwens. Ons vrouwens het ladies nights. Now, don't misunderstand me, there's nothing wrong for a lady to have lady friends. Likewise, there's nothing wrong for a man to have men friends. But be careful for body chow. What's happening because we watch these movies? So we go just for coffee. She and she the friends. But sometimes they talk that and that and that. Dan is a bit of fat. A bit of da. Dan wat gebeur is? Wat gebeur? Nou wat hulle sick van jou. Verstaan? En nou is hulle bietjie meer die hart klop met haar. Nou iemand praat nie van iemand sy duimen. Iemand counsel die goed. Verstaan? Wat sal een vrou laat sit met een nog een vrou en sy sê, nee, sy is nie meer vat van jou nie. Verstaan? Sy moet gaan speel in jou dreamland. Sy is nou verfaisa. Die is wat aangaat. Mag Allah vir ons bewaar. En as een issue wat ek gedesaid, ek gaat diep praat, because these are stuff that is needed. We're living in that times. In fact, to come to the end of this, there's a growing pressure to approve same-sex marriages everywhere in the world. And of course, it's legal in this country. And what is the pressure? Remember, it's a myth according to studies about homosexuality. Homosexuals are born gay. Wrong. It's a myth. Homosexuality is normal and natural. Wrong again. It's a myth. Homosexuals can't change their sexual orientations. Wrong again. It's a myth. All homosexuals want same-sex marriage. Wrong again. Sadly, many gays and lesbians themselves are kept in the dark about the true nature of homosexuality. They've been sold lies that their sexual orientation is unborn, unchangeable, and even a gift from God. Even we are made to believe that it is quite normal. So now we have come to hear you. There is for homework for us, a book, You Don't Have to Be Gay by Jeff, for males struggling with their homosexuality, and for those who know someone who is in that situation, or a family member, or your own son, or daughter, www.aparentsguidetopreventinghomosexuality, struggling with unwanted feelings of homosexuality. Daar is ook nog een boek, chapter, Sexual Vice and Its Remedy, en daar is nog een chapter, Unnatural Sexual Behavior in Homosexuals, en daar is in die boek, Sexual Issues in Modern Era, a classic book, and its solutions in Islam by Mufti Harun Sheikh. In fact, as die Mufti kan kom en vir hulle kom gee, a lekker workshop op sexuality in Islam. Die man het so dit boek gecreate met sy thesis. And a classic, because die is die realities wat ons moet praat. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Die man het gebring som stikke hierso, soos hy altyd moet sê, it's not Bollywood or Hollywood, it's Pakut with Molana Dawood. So, noem sy paar classics is, ek het hier gebring vir julle, Confessions of a Plumber, en die is a Brani Kaap, is a plumber, rechtige plumber, toe hy stik het te kom met Confessions of a Gambler, toe was iemand bietjie siek, toe die dag, toe kom hy fix met Giza, Itu prate van se hele liefde so heb jy iemand te meet to sê van kwekie hy moet so maar my imam wees vir die juma man to prate gejak met sy jeans maar hy praat van sy hat to basse et to kree die hidayat you know die wees we can't judge dat ek van praat to tatsa die hele jama to maak as een stuk van die man bedag is die man famous alhamdulillah te gaat vir omraak maar Allah makboel inshallah nog een stuk wat die imam gaan maak daar is hosses in islam jylle ken die wolven. Die wol wat die hos sou gehad, toe gaan die iemand praat met die hosses, zoom ek in met die pere, kik hulle tanden in die hele works, en zoom in die lijf van die geliefde rasool, wat sê islam van pere, hy is ook al een mooi stuk. Niks stuk wat die iemand saamgebring het is, intimacy. What love making means to a man. If your wife watch it tonight, she will slap you like a bomb, my bro. Verstaan? Because die iemand praat het so maar clear daar, but, what love making means to a woman also how to marinate your partner is op daar die DVD. Nog een DVD wat een classic is in die Western Cape daar in die P, to love and be loved. Because end of the day wat sê, sê all I need is love. All I need is love. Love. All I need is love. Is dat die so nie? Hoeveel keer kreeg sy vir ons? Wat kom naar die imam, imam ons een metsmik in die kaap, met een hele blijvol name daar, we staan daarvoor, lekker die mannen moet nog wat ekere gebruik, die gelauw vrou mos man, man is nog jong het haat, die vrou, sê vir die imam, vir advice, imam maak toe a, is dit vir enige ietsie, a person maak hier, mos het a partner, you know, dat is al wat hulle sê in die kaap daar, vrou ons 50, sy loos op 45, all we just need is a companion. Let's look a companion. Door die imam lee daar uit, in detail daar. So inshallah, na die prata, na die sunnah, die witter, dan kan ons uitcheck daar, die DVD's daar, Asli Sound, en op surround, en guaranteed, jylle sal het enjoy so in die Joburg. Wa ma taufiq illa billah, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa hamdi, kan ons in die inshallah, so nou, ons embrace maka, ons groet maka, maar pas op met die bani tjau. We staan gelukkig en draap baat, so ook kan nie nog terwijl ze lak met bij die. Hulle rop hulle baat op die ouds as koners.